From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're in Croatia.
I'm in a town called Opatija, which is a town of about 15,000 on the coast on the Adriatic Sea. And they call it the Croatian Riviera. I've actually never been to the French Riviera, but it really has a wonderful Mediterranean feel here.
Wow, and you're there for the World Puzzle Championship.
Yeah, there are 23 countries here in competition. There's 2 days of puzzle solving, followed by a public playoff. All the puzzles are language neutral, so no matter where you're from, you can compete equally with everyone else. The U.S. team is sponsored by Google, the search engine company, and going into the final round, we're in first place. I just don't have final results for you yet.
Oh, wow. How exciting. Well, you left us with a challenge last week on the air. Would you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, I said, think of a word meaning failure. Change the fifth letter, and you'll get another word meaning failure. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the intended answer was blooper to bloomer. There was an interesting alternative answer I read, defeat to defect.
Oh, interesting. Well, we had over 500 entries from people who actually solved this puzzle, and our randomly selected winner selected from the correct answers is William Wallace, and he joins us from Berlin, New Mexico. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What do you do there?
I'm a software engineer.
Excellent. And who do you engineer software for?
I do some medical software for hospitals.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
I've only put in 4 answers, but I've listened for years.
Ah, now the big question is, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
All right, well, Will, meet Bill. Let's play.
All right, Bill and Leanne, I'm going to give you some words beginning with the letter B, as in boy. For each one, rearrange the letters to get another word starting with B. For example, if I said being, B-E-I-N-G, you could say begin. You could also say binge. Either one would have been right. All right, and your first one is broad, B-R-O-A-D.
Broad.
Board is right. Number two is bulge, B-U-L-G-E.
Bugle.
Bugle, excellent. Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Break.
Break, yes, and either spelling is right. Bowel, B-O-W-E-L.
Blow.
Below is correct. Brutes, B-R-U-T-E-S. And this is a slang term that you might call another man, any man.
Oh.
Maybe after the word hey.
Is it Buster?
Hey, Buster is right. Good. Bather, B-A-T-H-E-R.
Breath.
Your breath is right. Binary, B-I-N-A-R-Y.
Brainy.
And I was just going to say something that you are is brainy is right. How about Bosnia, B-O-S-N-I-A? This is a word that comes from Japan, I believe.
Bonsai.
Bonsai, excellent. Batman, B-A-T-M-A-N.
Bantam.
Bantam, good. Beaches, B-E-E-C-H-E-S.
Beseech.
Beseech, good. Blister, B-L-I-S-T-E-R.
Blister, huh?
It's something that might be on your chin. Or on a brush.
I've got brain lock.
Bristle.
Bristle is right. How about this? Boredom, B-O-R-E-D-O-M. And the answer is part of the house.
Bedroom.
Bedroom, yes. Balancer, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-R.
They're getting longer.
Something that might be on a ship.
Really?
And in particular, on the bottom of a ship.
Ballast, no.
Barnacle?
A barnacle is right.
Oof.
And your last one is break-ins, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-S.
Break-ins.
Something that might be on a floor or hung on a wall. It's a compound word formed of 2 4-letter parts.
I can't rearrange them.
I'm having trouble, too.
And the second letter is an E.
Okay.
And the third letter is an A.
You're going to have to give it to us.
It's something that has a head and four legs splayed out.
Really?
And it would lie on a floor.
Oh, a bear skin.
A bear skin is right.
Lord.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word is right. I still think you're brainy, Bill. That was great. For playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Bill, tell us how you hear the show.
I listen to it on the Internet.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. I think you're one of the first people that we've spoken to that listens to us on the Internet. Well, William Bill Wallace from Belen, New Mexico, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Will, I bet you have a challenge for us to work on all week. What is it?
Yes, I do. Name a certain nationality, drop the last three letters, move the final remaining letter to the front, and you'll name another nationality. What is it? So again, a certain nationality, drop the last three letters, move the final letter that remains to the front, and you'll name another nationality. What nationalities are these?
All right. When you know, put that answer into an email and send it to puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joins us this week from Croatia. There's also information on our website, npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will. Have a great time.
Thanks, Leanne.